Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 10th topic of Parshas Emor, Sfiras Ha'omer, and Chag HaShavuos, Perek Chav Gimel, Posuk Tes Vov. U'sfartem lochem, mimochora ha'sa shabos, miyoim avi yachem es u'imer ha'tenufo, sheva shabosois, timimois tihiyeno. And you should count from the day after the first day of Yom Tif of Pesach, from the day that you brought the Oimel, Tes Zayin Nisan, and you should count for 7 weeks and make sure the counting is full. Namely, count by night, because the Jewish day starts by night and Hashem wants the whole day to be counted. Therefore, we're commanded to count by night. Says Rashi, Mimochoras HaShabos, Mimochoras Yoim Toiv. Like Rashi told us in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Mimochoras HaShabos in this context means the day after Yom Tov. You have to count by night. It's not a full day's count if you only count by day. The literal translation of the Pasuk would be, you should count until after 7 weeks and count 50 days. 7 weeks is 49 days, and count the 50th also. And then bring a new mincha for Hashem. But Chazal were mekabel that we do not count 50 days. We only count 49 days. So how do you read the pasuk? Tispiru chamishim yoim, you should count 50 days. Rashi has two solutions to this problem. One solution he calls a drash, and the second one he calls pshat. And Rashi starts off with the drash. And he says you have to read the pasuk as follows. Ad mochoras ha'shavos ha'shviis tisperu kama. Count until after the 7 weeks, not including the day after the 7 weeks. Namely, count 49 days. Kama. Chamishim yoim ikavte mincho chadosh al Hashem. And on the 50th day, the day after you finish counting, Chag HaShavuos, that's when you bring the new mincha for Hashem. And Rashi calls that the drash. The pshat, Rashi says, you have to rearrange the words of the posuk and put in brackets. And this is how you have to read the posuk according to the pshat of Rashi. Ad mimochoras ha'shavos ha'shviis, count until after 7 weeks, not including brackets. Dahainu, what is after the 7 weeks? The 50th day. Close brackets. Tispiru, that's what you should count. And then v'ikravta min chochadosh al Hashem. So you have to put the words chamishim yoim in brackets and put it right after the phrase of ad mimochoras ha'shavos ha'shviis, and then tisperu. Then v'ikravta min chochadosh al Hashem on the 50th day of Shavuos. Says Rashi ha'shavos ha'shviis. The word Shabbos over here doesn't mean the seventh day of the week. Rather, it means a week. Ketargumoi shavuaso shvi'eso. Often Shabbos could mean a week. Ad mimochoras ha'shavos ha'shviis tisperu v'lo yad bechlal. Not including the mimochoras ha'shavos. V'hein ha'boim v'tisha yoim. Some total of 49 days. Chamishim yoim v'ikravte mincho chadosh al Hashem. That's how Rashi reads it in his first pshat, what he calls a drash. V'yoim ha'chamishim takrivuo. V'yoim erani zeo midroshoi. Avol pshutoi. Ad mimochoras ha'shavos ha'shviis. Brackets. Shuhu yoim chamishi. Close brackets. Tisperu. Umikra mesurasu. It's a posuk that you have to rearrange the words. Mincho chadosho. Why is it called a mincho chadosho? A new mincho. The korban that we bring on Shavuos. Hiya mincho rishoino shuva min hachodosh. This is the first mincho in the Beis Hamikdash, flour korban, that's going to be brought from the new harvest, from the new wheat. In the previous topic we said the Minchas HaOmer was Reishis Ktzirchem, was from the first of the harvest. That Mincha, Minchas HaOmerim of the Oimel, that was the first of the barley harvest. And this Mincha, Mincha Chadosha, on Shavuos is the first of the wheat harvest. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to eat from the new wheat once you brought the Minchas HaOmer. But in the Beis Hamikdash, they could not bring menochos from the new harvest until the Mincha Chadosha of Shavuos. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mimoyshe Voiseichem Toviu Lechem Tenufo Shetaim Shnei Esroinim Esoi Lestihieno Chomeitz Teofeno Bikurim Ladoinoi. This Mincha Chadosha has to come from wheat grown Mimoyshe Voiseichem, wheat grown in Eretz Yisrael. That's where you have to bring this Lechem Tenufo, this bread that is raised to Hashem. How many of them? Shtaim, two loaves. Made of a total of shnei esroinim. Each loaf made out of an isoroin. An isoroin is a shir chalo. Soiles tehieno has to be made of fine flour. Chometz teofeno, you bake it into chometz chalas. Bikurim lashem. This is the mincha chadosho. The word bikurim is another way to say mincha chadosho. This is the first of the harvest of the wheat in the Beis Hamikdosh. Says Rashi, "Mamushavu yseichem veloy mechutz alaharetz lechem tnufa." Says Rashi, "Tnufa over here does not mean what you would think it means. You would have thought it meant that you wave it forwards and backwards to all four sides and up and down." Says Rashi, "It doesn't mean that. Rather, lechem truma, hamuram l'shem gavoya, that is raised for Hashem." Vezui amincha chadosho hamura l'malo. This is the same mincha that we spoke about in Pasuk Tezayin. Why Rashi refuses to say Lechem Tnufa means actual Tnufa, I don't know. We're going to see in Pasuk Chof, indeed they did do Tnufa on these breads. I don't know why Tnufa can't mean Kipshuta. Bikurim Rishoin Elochol HaMenochis, the first of all Menochis. Even Af LeMinchas Knois Abo Min HaSoirim, even a Minchas Soito, that does come from barley flour, you would have thought, oh, barley flour, we brought already by Minchas Oimer. That should be Matir the Chodosh, at least for Seoirim, for a Mincha in the Beis HaMikdosh. Says Rashi, no. Loitikor min HaChodosh, koidin l'shtei alechem. In the Beis HaMikdosh, all Chodosh is Osir, whether wheat, whether barley, before they bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos. Posuk Yudches, v'inkavtem al halechem, shiv'as kevosim temimim mebenei shono, ופר בין מקור אחד, ואילים שנויים יהיו אוילו לדוינוי, ומין חוסום ונזקיהם, אישי ריח ניחוי אך לדוינוי. And together with the שתי הלחם, you bring animal carbonos, seven sheep without a blemish within the first year, and one bull, and two אילים, all of them will be a korban אוילו, and of course, מין חוסום ונזקיהם. In Parsha Shlach, we're going to learn that every korban oilo comes together with a flour offering mixed in oil and wine. How much flour, how much wine, how much oil, that is discussed in Parsha Shlach. For a sheep, it's going to be one isoroin with a revi sahin yain and revi sahin shemen. For an ayil, it's going to be two isoinim with a shlishis hahin yain and shemen. And from par, it's going to be shloisha esroinim with a chatzi hahin yain and shemen. All this, ishei reach nechach l'ashem, all of this, also the animals, also the menochos, is completely burnt on the fires of Hashem. We're not finished. There's some more korbonos that come together with the shtei alechem. Posik yutes. V'asisem esirizim echod lechatos u'shnei chevosim b'nei shono lezevach shlomim. Together with the above-mentioned korbonos, the 10 oilois, comes a seir izim lechatos, and two kvosim, two sheep, within their first year, for a korban shlomim. This is a unique shlomim, the only shlomim throughout the year that is a shalmei tzibur brought as a public offering. Usually, all public offerings are all either oilois or chatois. This is a unique situation. All these korbonos mentioned in Pasuk Yudches and Yutes should not be confused with the musafin that the Torah will tell us in Parshas Pinchos. Chag HaShavuos has a korban musaf, and that korban musaf is two parim, one ayil, seven kvosim, and sir izim echod lechatos. Very similar, it could be confusing with these korbonos, but they're not the same. It's a different set of korbonos. These korbanos mentioned in Parshas Emor are coming together with the Shtei Alechem. As opposed to the Musafim in Parshas Pinchos are the Musafim of Chag HaShavuos. Says Rashi, Posuk Yud Ches, Al Halechem, Biglal Halechem, Choyvel Halechem. Uminchos of Niskeyem, Kemishpot Mincho, Unesochim, Amafuroshim, Bechol Beimo, Beparshas Nesochim, in Parshas Shlach. Shloisha Esorim Lapor, Shnei Esorim Laoil, Vistorin Akeves. Zoya Mincho, that's the flower. Vanesochim is Chatzi Hein Lapor, Ushlish Sein Laoil, Urvi Zein Lakeves. Vasisem Seir Izim, Yo, Choyle Shivas Kvosim, Vasoiro Omu Kan, Heim Shiva Ashivas Kvosim, Vasoiro Omu Bechumashap Kudim. You may confuse the two and think that this seven Kvosim and Soir Lachatos is the seven Kvosim and Chatos that it says in Chumash HaPkudim, Chumash Bamidbor, and Parshas Pinchos, and Musafim. Says Rashi, I'll prove it to you that it's not the same. Because Kishatra Magia Eitzel Porim Ve'elim, Einom Heim. You see by the numbers of the Porim Ve'elim, it's not the same thing. Because over here we have one par, two Elim, and by the Musafim, it's the reversed. Two Porim, one Eil. That shows you, Emo Me'ato, Eilu Le'atzmon, Ve'elu Le'atzmon. There are two different sets of korbonos. Eilu korvu beglal alechem, that's our korbonos, ve'elu in Parshas Pinchas is the musafin. And every Yom Tov, I have a minig at my Sudas Yom Tov to ask how many korbonos did they bring in the Beis HaMikdosh. And usually, anybody who listened to Leining and Davin Musaf with Kavono should be able to answer that question. Except for Chag HaShavuos, even if somebody listened to Leining well and Davin Musaf with Kavono, he will not have this information of Parshas Emor, unless he knows Parshas Emor. This is not Leining on Shavuos, but we have to remember, these are Korbonos brought on Shavuos. Posuk Chov V'Hiniv HaKoyhein Oysom Al Lechem HaBikurim Tenufo Lifnei Adonoi Al Shnei Kevosim Koydesh Yihiyu L'Adonoi LaKoyhein. And the Koyen should do Tenufa with them, them referring to the two Kvosim, the two Shalmei Tzibur, together with the Shtei Alechem, Lechem HaBikurim, the Mincha Chadosha, Tenufa Lifnei Hashem, he waves it forwards and backwards to four sides and up and down. The Torah clarifies what is Oysom referring to. You may have thought all of the above mentioned korbonos. Says the Torah, no, Al Shnei Kvosim, only the two Kvosim, you do Tenufa while the animal is alive. Now these Shalmei Tzibur, although they're Shlomim, Shlomim we know is Kochim Kalim, can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim by any Yid. These Shalmei Tzibur are not Kochim Kalim. They are Kodesh Yiyu LaKoyen, they are Kochei Kadoshim, and can only be eaten by male Kohanim in the Azorah. Says Rashi, Ve'hinif HaKoyen Oysom Tenufa. Melamed Shetunin Tenufa Chaim. You have to know Tenufa while they're alive. Yochel Kulam, maybe it's referring to all the Korbonos. Tamulema, the Pasuk explains itself, Al Shnei Kvosim, only the Shalmei Tzibur. Koidesh Yihiyu, Lefi, Sheshalme Yochid, Kochim Kalim, Huska Kloima, Meshalme Tzibur, Shein Koche Kadoshim. Pozuk Chofa Alefu Kose, Mebeetze, Mayoim Haze, Mikro Koidesh Yihiyye Lochem, Kol Meleches Avoido, Lo Yisasu, Chuka Soi Lo, Mechol Moishe Voiseichem, Ledoi Roiseichem. And on this very day, on the day that you're bringing the Mincha Chadosho and all these korbonos, namely the 50th day after you've finished counting Sfiras HaOmer, it should be a holy gathering, and you may not do any Meleches Avoido. And this should be a law for you in all your dwelling places for all your generations to come. Notice that this Yom Tov, Chag HaShavuos, has no date. All the other Yom Tovim tells you which month and which day of the month. Over here, there is no date of the month. How do I know when Shavuos is? Whenever Pesach is, the day after Yom Tov Rishon and Tes Zayin Nisan start counting 49 days. And on the 50th day is Chag HaShavuos. So Bizman, that Bezdin was Bekadosh al pi Ra'iyo, they didn't have a set calendar. Theoretically, you could have sometimes that both Nisan and Iyar are Chodoshim Chaseirim. Each one will have only 29 days. And then 50 days, the 50th day will come out on Zion Sivan. It could also be that both Nisan and Iyar are Meleim, both 30 days. And then 50 days will come out to be on Hey Sivan. In our set calendar, Nisan is always Mole, Iyar is always Choser, and therefore Shavuos will always be on Vov Sivan. Pozuk Chov Beis Uvukutzrechem Esketzir Arzechem Loisechale Peas Sodecho Bekutzrecho Veleket Ketzirecho Loiselakit Leoni Velagirta Zoi Voisom Ani Adoino Yeloi Heichem. Shavuos time is the time when you harvest the grain in the fields. When you harvest the grain of your field, do not finish off harvesting until the edge of your field. And when you drop one or two stalks as you're harvesting, don't pick it up. Both these matonois, peyo and leket, leave it for the poor and for the geirim, which are generally poor because they don't have a nachalo, they don't have a land. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, who is faithful to pay schar for you keeping my mitzvahs. Says Rashi v'kutzrechem. Rashi's bothered by it. We had this mitzvah of peyo and leket above in Parshas Kedoshim. Perikutes, posuktes. Why does it repeat it again? And for Rashi, chozar v'shono laver aleim b'shnei lavim. If a person takes the peyah for himself and takes the leket for himself, he's over two lavim. He will get two sets of malkas. Amar Rabbi Avdimi b'Rabbi Yosef, maror akos of litnom b'emtza regolim. Pesach v'atzeret mikan v'rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim v'chag mikan. Why did the Torah put these mitzvahs of Peah and Leket right in the middle of the Yomim Tovim? We Pesach and Shavuos on before, and we're about to learn about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Emvad Rabav Dime Rabbi Yosef. If you give Matnos Anim properly, Malin Olavak Keilu Bono Beis Hamikdash Veikiv Korbanos Besoichoi. It's as if you built a Beis Hamikdash and brought the korbanos. And Yomim Tovim, a lot of korbanos are brought. Korbanos Tzibur and korbanos Yochid, Oilas Re'iyo, Shal Mechagigo. All that is equivalent to somebody who does Matnos Anim properly. Ta'azoiv, leave it for them. Hanach Lifneim Ve'heim Yilketu Ve'ein L'chol L'siyeh L'echad Mehem. You're not allowed to help one of the Anim get more than the others. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Ne'emon L'shalem Sechar. Ad kan the 10th topic of Sfiras Oymen Chag HaShavuos. On to the 11th topic, Rosh Hashanah. Pozuk Chov Gimel. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe leimor, daber el bnei Yisrael leimor, b'chodesh ha-shvi'i b'echod l'chodesh, yihyeh lochem shabbosoin zichroin teruo mikro kodesh. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Am Yisrael as following. On the 7th month, Chodesh Tishrei, on the first day of the month, you should have a resting day. Zichroin Trua, it's a day that you should mention psukim of Zichroinois and Sheforois to remember the Akedah Zchus of Akedah Yitzchok. Mikra Kodesh, a holy gathering. Kol Melechas Avoidolois Hasu Vikrav Temishel Adonoi. Do not do any Melechas Avoido on this day like any other Yom Tif. And you should bring a korban to Hashem, to Mustafin, which we'll see later in Parshas Pinchos. Says Rashi, Zichroin Trua. That we say in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. To remember the Akedas Yitzchok, that Avraham Avinu brought instead of him a ram, and that is where a shofar comes from. That's where we get Psukei Shofaros. Ve'ikravtem ishe amusofinu amurim b'chumash apkudim. The Musaf mentioned in Parshas in Pinchos in Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is nicknamed Chumash HaPkudim because it starts off with the count of Bnei Yisrael. On to the 12th topic, Yom HaKippurim, Posuk Chovo, Vayidaber Adonai El Moshe Leimor, Ach Be'osor Lachoidesh HaShvi'i Hazeh, Yom HaKippurim, Hu, Mikro Koidesh, Yihyeh Lochem, Ve'inisem Es Nafsho Yizeichem, Ve'ikravtem Ishe Ladonai. And Hashem told Moshe to say over on the 10th of the 7th month. 7th month is Tishrei. The 10th of the month is Yud Tishrei. Is Yom HaKippurim, the day that will atone for Am Yisrael. Mikro Kodesh Yelochem. It is a holy gathering. And you should torture yourself, afflict yourself by not eating and not drinking. And bring a Korban Musaf to Hashem, those discussed in Parshas Pinchos. Not the Korbanos discussed in Parshas Achrei Mois. That's in addition to the Korbanos in Parshas Pinchas. V'ikravta mishal Hashem is the Gmusafim. Says Rashi, what is the word ach doing over here? But, says Rashi, ach kol achin verakin shema toiro miutin heim, coming to exclude. What is it coming to exclude? To tell us that mechaper ula shovim, Yom HaKippurim is only mechaper, only atones for people who do tshuva. Ve'eino mechaper l'sheinam shovim, there's no freebies. If somebody does not do tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is not mechaper. Pozuk chovched v'chol malacho lo yisasu. בעצם היום הזה, כי יום כיפורים הוא לכפר עליכם לפני אדונו אלוהיכם. No melacha may be done on Yom Kippur, because this day is a day of atonement, to atone upon you in front of Hashem. Notice over here, it doesn't say melacha is avoido. It says kol melacha. Some say the pshat is that whenever it says Meleches Avoido Bayomtev, the Pshat I'm saying now is not like Rashi said before, by Meleches Avoido. Other Rishonim learn Meleches Avoido means, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim. Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, you can't do any Melocha, including Oichel Nefesh, food-related Melocha, is like shechting and cooking. But on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, it's only Meleches Avoido, work type of Melocha you can't do. But cooking food is not work type of melacha. Therefore, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Yom HaKippurim is like Shabbos in that regard. Oichel Nefesh is also, and therefore it doesn't say meleches avoido, rather kol melacha. Pozuk chovtes ki yichol ha-nefesh asher lo yiseune be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh v'nichreso mi'ameho v'chol ha-nefesh asher ta'aseh kol melacha be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh v'ha-avanti es ha-nefesh ha-hi מקרב עמו. On Yom HaKippurim, there are two chayvei krisus. One is in Pasuk Choftes. If somebody who eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, he doesn't afflict himself. And the second one in Pasuk Lamed, somebody who does melacha on Yom Kippur, is also chayv kores. Says Rashi, v'ha'avadati, lefi shehu oimer kores b'chol mokim. Many times in the Torah it says kores. But v'ein yedei mao, I don't know what is the definition of kores. Kishehu oimer v'ha'avadati, our posuk tells us exactly what kores is. V'ha'avadati, I will destroy, I will obliterate. Limid ala kores she'enoi elo ovdon, it means to destroy, to die. Rashi made a similar drasha on the posuk above, in Perek Chov Beis, posuk Gimel, also telling us the definition of kores, ayin shom. Posuk lamed alev, kol melocho lo yisasu, chukas elom ledecho yiseichem, bechol moishevo yiseichem. The Torah repeats again, you may not do any melocho on Yom HaKippurim, this is a choik forever, for all your generations, wherever you live. Says Rashi, kol melocho, lavir olo belavin harbe, oi lehazir al melechas, lailo ke melechas yoim. Two possibilities why the Torah repeated the Isra melocho. Either you're over many lavin, you'll get double malchus if done by mezid v'asroi, or to include the night. And why would I think the night is different than the day? B'chol ha'tira kula no, we know that the Jewish day starts by night. Could be because Pasuk Lamed told you be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. Could be be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, you may make a mistake that it has the connotation of daylight. Says the Torah no, it includes night also. Maybe. Posuk lamed bein Shabbat Shabbosoin hu lochem ve'inisem es nafshoi zeichem besish ol achoidesh bo erev me'erev ad erev tish besu Shabbatchem. Yom HaKippurim is a Shabbos Shabbosoin equivalent to Shabbos, complete rest, no melacha, and you have to torture yourself by not eating and not drinking. The tainus and Yom HaKippurim, the yom starts from tish ol achoidesh at night, namely when the tish ol achoidesh is over. Until the following night, that's when you have to rest the rest of Yom HaKippurim. Ad kan, the 12th topic of Yom HaKippurim. Shalom aleichem, aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the 13th topic of Parshas Emor, Chag HaSukkos, by the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Chov Gimel, Posuk Lamed Gimel. וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל לאמור, בחמישה עשר יום לחודש השביעי הזה, חג הסוכות, שבעה ימים Ladonoi. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell Am Yisrael as following. On the 15th day of the 7th month, Tesvov Tishrei, should be Chag HaSukkos for 7 days for the sake of Hashem. Bayoim HaRishoyin Mikro Kodesh Kol Meleches Avodo Lo Yisasu. Although the Torah says Chag HaSukkos is for 7 days, they're not equal. The first day is a Yom Tov, a holy gathering. You may not do any melacha. As opposed to the remaining 6 days, is Chol HaMoed. The Rashi over here, Mikro Kodesh, is not referring to the Mikro Kodesh in our Posuk, Posuk Lamed Hei. Rather, it belongs above, in Posuk Chof Zayin, by Yom HaKippurim. Although it says Mikro Kodesh by all the Yomim Tovim and Yom HaKippurim, Rashi points out there is a difference between the two. By Yom HaKippurim, Kadsheyu, B'Ksus Nekiyo, Uvetfilo. On Yom HaKippurim, what makes it a holy gathering? By wearing nice clothing, nice clean clothing, and you gather together to daven. B'shal yomim toivim, b'machol uv'mishte, uv'ksus nekiya, uv'tfilo. By the rest of the yomim toivim, besides for nice clean clothing and gathering together to daven, there's an additional gathering. You gather to have a seuda together. Posuk lamed vav shivas yomim takrivu ishel adonai bayoyim hashemini mikro kodesh yihye lochem vikavtem ishel adonai atzeres hi kol meleches avoido lo yisasu. For the 7 days of Sukkot you have to bring korbonos to Hashem, the Musafim, which we'll see later on in Parshas Pinchos. And on the 8th day, a new Yom Tov, a holy gathering. And there also, there's a special Musaf, which we'll see later on in Parshas Pinchos. But this Yom Tov, although it's a separate Yom Tov, it's not Chag HaSukkos, it's Shmini Atzeres, but it's connected to Sukkos. Atzeresi, we've been together for 7 days, says Hashem, it's hard for me to part from you. Stay along one more day, stay by me. Kol Melechas Avoido Lo Yisasu, on the 8th day, on Shmini Atzeres, you may not do Melechas Avoido, even if it involves loss of money, a davar ha'oved, it's not doicha yom tif. As opposed to the 6 days of Chol HaMoed of Sukkis, there you aren't allowed to do Meleches Avoido if there's a davar ha'oved, a loss of money involved. Says Rashi Atzeres, he, otzalti eschem etzli, I'm holding you back by me. Kemelech shezimin et bonov la'seudo, lekach vekach yomim, for a certain amount of days the king invited his children to party by him. It's time to go home. Omar, bonai, bevakosher mikem, please, akvu imi oid yom echod, stay along one more day. Kosher lai pridaschem, it's hard for me to part from you. Kol meleches avoido, afino melocha shei avoido lochem, namely, it's choshuv, it's an important need for you. Shim loy tasuo, yesh chisor and kis badovo, you lose money. Loy tasu, you're not durad yom tif. You may have thought, Tamulaymano, it says he. It says Atzeres he kol Meleches Avoido loisasu. Only on Atzeres he may you not do Meleches Avoido. But on the preceding 6 days, Choylish al Moyed, you're allowed to do Meleches Avoido if there's a chison kis. Posuk lamed zayin eile moyadei adoinoi asher tikreu oisom mikroei koidesh lakrivishe ladoinoi oilo umincho zevach unisochim dvar yoim beyoimoi. And we finished the list of the moyadim of the Yomim Tovim, starting with Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, the Oimel, Chag HaShavuos, with the Shtei Alechem, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and Chag HaSukkos, Eile Moyadei Hashem, Asher Tikreu Oisom, you will determine when they will be, through Kiddush HaChodesh, and through Ibur HaShanah, Mikroi Kodesh, a holy gathering, and to bring Korbonos to Hashem, through Korbonos of Musafim, in Parshas Pinchos, which involve Oilo, Umincha, every Korban Oilo comes together with a Minchas Nesochim, Zevach, referring to the Shalmei Tzibur brought together with the Shtei Alechem on Chag HaShavuos, Unesachim, all these korbanos come with wine libations, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoymoy, every day, and it's Musaf. If for whatever reason you missed that day, there's no makeup on the following day. Says Rashi, Oilo Mincho, Minchas Nesachim, Akrevo, Im Ha'Oilo. דבר יום ביומוי חויק הקוצוב בחומש הפקודים, בן פרשת פינחוס. דבר יום ביומוי הו עם עובר יומוי, בוטל קורבונוי, you missed the day, there's no תשלומן, you blew it, you can't make it up. פוסק למד חס, מלבד שבס עיסה דוינוי, ומלבד מתנוי זיכם, ומלבד כל נדריכם, ומלבד כל נדבוי זיכם אשר תיתנו לדוינוי. These are my Adim with their korbonos, besides for every Shabbos. Every seventh day, it's also a resting day. And also there's a Musaf of Shabbos also mentioned in Parshas Pinchos. And on Yomim Tovim itself, the Ishel Hashem is referring to the Musaf in Parshas Pinchos. But throughout the Chol HaMoed of the Yomim Tovim, you bring your own matonos, Oilo and Shlomim. All the nedorim and nedovos you made throughout the year. Now's your time to bring it. You're here anyways. Bring your nedorim and nedovos. Posuk lametes. Back to Chag HaSukkos, the halachos of Sukkah and the Dalet Minim. Why the Torah separated with the two psukim lamet zayin lamet ches, summarizing up the Yomim Tovim before we finished discussing Sukkos, I don't know. פוסק למתס, ארבע חמישו עשור יורים לחוידש השביעי. באוספכם אס תבועה סורץ, תוך חויגו אס חג אדוינוי שבעה סיומים. ביום הראשון שבוסוין, וביום השמיני שבוסוין. On the 15th day of the 7th month, תס ווב תשרי, what agricultural time of the year is that? באוספכם אס תבועה סורץ, when you gather in the grain that you left out to dry. The way it works is, from Pesach to Shavuos, you harvest the grain, but the grain is moist. If you store it away like that, it will get moldy. You have to let it dry in the field, the sun dries it out. Come Sukkot time, that's when you gather everything in, that's why it's called Be'ospechem, when you gather the Tevuah. At that time of year, Techoygu es Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim, you should have celebrate the Yom Tov with a Komer Chagigo for 7 days. Why does the Torah have to give me an agricultural sign to when Sukkot is? It says very simple. On the 15th day of the 7th month, Tesvav Tishrei. The answer is, because you cannot only go with the lunar year. If you only go with the lunar year, sometimes it will not be at the time when you gather in your grain from the field. The Torah is telling you, you have to keep the lunar year in sync with the solar year, that the seasons should line up. And that's why we have to make a Shana Meruberes. You have to add a Chodesh Ador every now and then in order that the two cycles of the moon and the sun should fit one with another. So, you have to bring a Komer Chagigo for 7 days. Rashi will tell us not all 7 days. Bayoyim HaRishoyin Shabosayin Ovayim HaShmini Shabosayin. It's a 7-day Yom Tif, but only the first and last day is a Yom Tif. The 6 days in the middle are Cholo Shel Moed. Says Rashi, Ach b'chamisho so yoim tochoigu. What is tochoigu referring to? Kolman shlomim lechagigo, shalmi chagigo. Yochoil titches haShabbos, tamulo emar ach. Ach is a mute, coming to exclude. Do not bring it on Shabbos. Hoil v'yesh lo tashlomim kol shiva. You don't have to bring it today. You have the other days of Sukkot to bring it. Ve'ospechem es tvuas ha'oretz. This is coming to teach us, she'chodesh ha'shvi ze bo bizmano asifo. Make sure the 7th month of Tishrei comes at the time that you're gathering the grain from the field. This is where we learn out that you have to add a month every now and then. Shem ein ha'ibul, without the ibul yol, pa'omim shu b'emtza ha'kayit, so ha'choyref, the month can switch around all the time. Tochoygu shal nechagigo, shivas yomim, doesn't mean all 7 days you have to bring kom chagigo every day. Rather, in lehevi bozeh, Yovi Boze, if you didn't do it the first day, do it the second day. Yochol Yehi Mevion Kol Shiva, who says, maybe take the Pasuk literally, and you have to bring a Shalmei Chagigo every single day. Tamud Loimar, in Pasuk Mem Aleph, it says, V'chagoyisem oisoi, oisez loshen yochid, yom echad b'mashma v'lo yoisel. If that's the case, lo monemar Shiva, so why in our Pasuk doesn't say 7 days? It's not 7 days. The answer is, letashlumin, you have 7 days to make up if you didn't do it on the first day. Posuk mem ulekachtem lochem bayoyim orishoin pri eitz hador kapoiz demorim v'anaf eitz avoiz v'arvei nochal usmachtem lifnei Adonai Eloheichem shivas yomim. And on the first day of Sukkot, Tesvov Tishrei, you should take a pre eitz hodo, a beautiful fruit, referring to an esrog, and kapoist morim, a branch of a palm tree, a date tree. That's what we call a lulav. Vanaf eitz ovois, those are hadasim. The word ovois means it looks like a chain, the way the leaves are made up on the hadasim. The arvei nochal are ovois that generally grow by the riverbank. They need a lot of water. This is what you have to do on the first day of Sukkot only, midai raisa. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. Chazal tell us this is referring to the mitzvah of dalet minim in the Beis HaMikdosh. That's for 7 days, but outside the Beis HaMikdosh, it's only the first day. The fact that we take dalet minim nowadays, even outside the Beis HaMikdosh, for the entire Sukkot, that is the takono of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And what is the reason of the takono? When the Churban Beis HaMikdosh happened, he wanted people to remember the Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore he told them, take a lulav and esrog for 7 days in order to remember the Beis HaMikdosh. I think it's an important point to note and to let people know. When you're taking dalet minim on the rest of the day of Sukkot, one should have in mind, Zecha LaMikdosh, that was the point of the takono. Says Rashi, pre eitz hodo. Literal translation of the word hodo means a beautiful fruit. Pre eitz, why does the pasuk have to say eitz? All fruits grow on a tree. The word eitz, says Rashi, eitz shetam eitzo yupil yoshovet. If you would taste the wood and the leaves of the esrog tree, it would have somewhat of a taste of an esrog. Hodor, literal translation, beautiful. Rashi makes a drosha. Hador be'ilonoi mishono leshono. An esrog is a unique fruit. Most fruits, when they ripen, they fall off the tree. They don't stay on the tree after they're fully ripened. Esrog is not that way. If you don't pick it, even if it's fully ripened, it will just keep on staying on the tree. Hador, it dwells on the tree from year to year. Vizehu esrog kapois tmorim. The word kapois is loshen rabim. One would say you have to take two branches, two lulavim. Says Rashi, no. Being that it's chosel vov, it's written kapas tmorim loshen yochid lomed she'eno elo achas, teaches you all you have to take is one lulav, not two. Va'anaf eitz ovois, a branch of a tree that its leaves are ovois she'anofov kluim, its leaves are braided kavoises v'kavolim, like a chain. V'zehu hadas ha'osoy k'min klio. Posuk memale v'chagoy semoisoy chag ladoinoy shiv'as yomim bashono. This is the pasuk Rashi quoted before. You only have to bring one out of the 7 days. And this is a law forever, for all your generations to come. In the 7th month, that's when you celebrate Chag HaSukkos. Basukois teishavu shivas yomim kolo ezroch b'Yisrael yeshavu basukois. For 7 days, you should dwell in the sukkah. Dwell means eating, sleeping, schmoozing. Live in the sukkah for 7 days straight. Kol ha'ezroch b'Yisrael. Rashi tells us Ezroch is a born Jew and b'Yisrael is b'marbe geirim. Everybody has to dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. Says Rashi, ha'ezroch, ze ezroch, a born Jew, b'Yisrael, rabbi tzis ha'geirim. Posuk mem gimel leman yidu doy roiseichem ki vasukoy so shavti et bnei Yisrael boitzi yoisom mi eretz Mitzrayim ani Adonai Eloheichem. The reason I'm telling you to sit in the sukkah in sukkah is for dwell in the sukkah for 7 days, in order that your generations should to come should know that when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I dwelled you, I took care of you with the Anania Kovoi, the clouds of glory that surrounded you from all 6 sides. In order to remember that, I'm telling you to dwell in a sukkah for 7 days. Says Rashi, Kibasukkah Yisheshavti, Anania Kovoi. Posuk Chov Dalet, Vayidaber Moshe, Esmu Yadei Adonai El Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe told over all the Yomim Tovim that we mentioned throughout this parasha, he told it over to Am Yisrael. So to sum up, How many Yomim Tovim do we have throughout the year? Or I'll ask the question this way. The Masechta in Shas that talks about Hilchas Yom Tov is called Masechta Beitza. How many days of the year is Masechta Beitza relevant to? So let's count. Pesach, Chag HaMatzah is the way the Torah calls it. We have the first and the seventh day. Chag HaShavuos is one day Yom Tov. That's 3 days. Rosh Hashanah Midei Raisa is only one day. And Chag HaSukkos is the first day and the eighth day. Although it's not Sukkos, it's Shmini Atzeres, but we'll call it the first and last day of Chag HaSukkos. A sum total of Yomim Tovim Midei Raisa are 6 days. Practically speaking, Rosh Hashanah is 2 days all over. Being that when they're Mekadosh the Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of the month, and they wouldn't know until that day whether or not they're going to have which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, and then for Lamaisa, Rosh Hashanah is going to be 2 days all over. So Masechta Beitza in Eretz Yisrael is Negea for 7 days a year. In Chutz La'aretz, where they have Yom Tov Sheni, you have to add another day for Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, another day for Shvi Shel Pesach, another day for Shavuos, another day for Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkos, and another day for Shmini Atzeres. You have to have 5 days. So in Chutz La'aretz, Masechta Beitza is relevant for 12 days. So Nochamol, Masechta Beitza in Eretz Yisrael is relevant to 7 days, in Chutz La'aretz to 12 days. What about days of Chol HaMoed? Well, let's get this way. The Masechta in Shas that deals with Hilchus Chol HaMoed, Masechta Moed Koton. How many days a year is Masechta Moed Koton relevant to? So in Eretz Yisrael, we have 5 days Chol HaMoed of Pesach. Chag HaMatzos is 7 days. The first and last day is Yom Tov. The 5 days in the middle is Chol HaMoed. Sukkos is for 7 days. Only the first day of Sukkos is Yom Tov. The remaining 6 days is Chol HaMoed. So we have 5 days of Chol HaMoed on Chag HaMatzos, 6 days on Chag HaSukkos. Together, Masechta Moed Koton in Eretz Yisrael is relevant for 11 days. But in Chutz La'aretz, our first day Chol HaMoed for Bnei Chutz La'aretz is Yom Tov Sheni. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, you have to minus a day of Chol HaMoed for Chag HaMatzos and for Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaMatzos will have 4 days Chol HaMoed. Chag HaSukkos, 5 days Chol HaMoed. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, Masechta Moed Koton is only relevant for 9 days. So Masechta Beitza has more relevant days in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael. And Masechta Moed Koton has less relevant days in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael. Yom HaKippurim is not part of Masechta Beitza. It's not a regular Yom Tov. Its halachos are more similar to Shabbos than to Yom Tov, because there's Isur Malacha, including Eichel Nefesh. Another point I'd like to point out is that the Torah lists the Yomim Tovim 5 times. The first time in Parshas Mishpatim, right after Matan Torah, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaKotzir, and Chag HaOsif. Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim are not mentioned there. The second time, in Parshas Kisisa, right after Chet HaEgel, over there we have Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaOsif. Once again, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim are not mentioned. The third time is in our Parsha, Parshas HaMoyadois of Parshas Emor. Here we have all the Yomim Tovim, including Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. The list is mentioned in the Torah is in Parshas Pinchos, in the context of the Musafim. There we will have also Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. It has your Musaf. And over there we have a Chiddush. Shavuos is called over there Yom HaBikurim. We know why. Because in our Parsha we told us that it's a Mincha Chadosha. And the two loaves are called Bikurim Lashem. And finally, the fifth and last time the Torah lists the Mo'adim is in Parshas Re'ei. And over there also, it's only going to be talking about Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos without Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Adkan the Parshas HaMo'adois of Parshas Emor.